Previously on 2 Past Midnight,
you can see that group of soldiers coming in an L shape towards...
Weapons up or weapons down?
Weapons up.
Major, what do you want me to do here?
Hey there, how about if you get off that gun there for a second until we get this all figured out?
I'll put my hands up. My name is Captain Peterson.
We got a campsite just up here on the other side of those trees if y'all want to get a breather before you head the rest of the way. Your son. Who was your son?
Private Peterson.
Peterson had talked about his dad before, and something's not right. He wasn't a captain. Headed into the night, and you guys were at that camp.
Trying to remember what my character was doing.
I was sleeping.
Hey, Jeremy, didn't Mr. Stan and Harrison have a discussion where Harrison's like, I'll stay on watch, and Mr. Stan was like, no, you need to rest.
Yeah, Harrison was reading him the book, right? Or they were resting, or they were sleeping, right?
He was reading the book.
We decided that both of your characters are half dead and should sleep.
That's it.
Sounds about right.
And then Emmett was looking after the major in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because you did your little prayer over her.
What would you want me to call that? Resting or...
Sure, resting's fine.
Okay.
And Jankowski, you were sleeping?
Yep, getting there. Stand by.
Oh, that's right. Their team said they would have 2 people on watch.
All right. Because where we ended was the lieutenant had walked up to Emmett and pointed out that he knew... Keanu, and he remembered Keanu talking about his dad. And?
Oh, and you're not a captain. Oh, yeah.
Did not remember his dad being a captain. Which, by the way, oftentimes when you go through training, if people in charge of a certain unit look through records, they go, oh, shit, such and such's dad is an X. Fill in the blank, whatever they are.
Can confirm.
Yulp. All right, someone needs to roll me a d6, first of all, before we go any further.
Oh, I did so good at this stateside, I should do it again.
Oh, you did.
You should.
You did.
Ah, middle of the road.
Stays the same. No, that's good, because it's already clear, so that means it's not going to get cloudy. So
yeah.
All you're looking for is anything but a 1 right now.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for the last time, too, just FYI.
Oh. Today is the 23rd.
Oh my god.
23rd of May. Almost been a month of in-game time.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right?
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. All of this has happened in a fucking month. Not even. Less 3 days. It's...
Wow. That's a lot.
Because it was April 26th when we started the campaign.
We still haven't really traveled that far. Except for this one little leg of a straight line.
We've made it a decent distance.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
We keep going back.
But yeah, we've tracked over the same distance.
Like, no shit. If all this happened to me in real life in a month's time, I would jump off a fucking bridge.
And that's why Murphy's...
Where is that? Yeah. That explains it.
So yeah, so Emmett, lieutenant, had just walked up and said... That about Keanu. What do you do about that?
Emmett, after all that just happened with the firefight and then having the flashback with the major there, head down, he just kind of mutters under his breath, though an army... make encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. And he just looks this guy right in the face, and basically he looks him right in the eye. And he goes, I became a captain over here on this soil, protecting the men that were traveling with me. I've only got one left with me now. That's Murph that went to go crash out. Be brutally honest with you, it was a captain that had finally lost his grip on reality. He pulled weapons up on me and my men, and I put him down. And at this point, I will not let anybody pull rank on me again.
So he's staring at you silently, just like looking at you. He doesn't say anything, but he's just still like looking at you. Oh shit, I forgot one more thing. Everybody roll me a stamina check real quick.
Is this modified?
One success.
Nope.
For Gordon.
Okay.
Is it pushable?
Sure.
Nothing and a nothing and a nothing and a nothing for Mr. Jankowski.
Okay. Gordon, it is pushable, but it's also an opposed roll.
Murph had two successes.
Okay.
Emmett got a 10 and a 6.
Okay.
Harrison got one success.
Okay. He just kind of stares at you, and he nods and says, well, good night then. And he walks back off to his area of the camp. So you're sitting over there resting then, Emmett, through the night?
Yep. They're in the back of the pickup with the major.
Okay. So the night goes on, and you look around, you can see, like, occasional patrol, like the guys from the unit doing a little, like, sweep. Got a couple guys, you know, kind of circling around, kind of, like, opposing, right? And you can see them move, kind of patrolling around the camp. And, you look over and you see the lieutenant over there, and he's kind of fiddling in his gear. The major's out. She's asleep. You look around. You can see Murph sleeping. You see Mr. Jankowski sleeping. You see Harrison over there sleeping. And you see Gordon sleeping. All of a sudden, you think you hear a noise coming from the brush here. Like footsteps, branches breaking. From the tree line right beside you, you see the lieutenant walk out. And he's standing there and he's just staring at you. He has a knife in his hand. And all of a sudden you hear, round goes off, and you see go right into his head, and he drops over to the ground.
Holy crap.
What do you do?
This is coming from the tree line beside me from the truck, so I would holler that we have hostiles and get up on the gun.
Okay, so you get up on the gun. Roll me reconnaissance.
5, nothing.
Okay. Chris, in the background, you can kind of hear we have hostiles. What do you do?
Murph picks his head up and takes a knee, and is like, tries to scan, looking for the hostiles.
Okay, Jeremy, you hear the same thing. What do you do?
Harrison, what is it? Have you heard anything?
You look over, and you see Harrison completely pale. His eyes are wide open. Gordon, you hear the same thing. What do you do?
Startled awake, just look around. I don't reach for a gun. I don't look reach for anything. I look to Emmett. What happened?
You don't see Emmett. Murph, you look around. You don't see anybody, but you also don't see the camp. What you see off in the distance is a flame on the other side of the road. And it starts like popping up. There's another flame and another flame. You start hearing screaming coming from across the road. And you look through your NVGs and you can see people on crucifixes. Emmett, you look down and you see the lieutenant. Like, you start scanning around trying to look for where the shots are coming from. And you don't see anybody, but you glance down and you see the lieutenant. But his face, he looks like Clark.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, no.
Mr. Jankowski, you look down, you see Harrison, dead. Lifeless face.
Harrison, no, no. No, Harrison!
And he begins medical aid on Harrison.
All of a sudden you hear this noise from above you, a crack sound, and this flaming support drops on top of him, this flaming beam, and he's got this flaming beam across his chest and it almost hits you.
No, Harrison, no, 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 no,
no. Murph, across the street, you see those crucifixes with people on them screaming as they one by one burst into flames.
He sits with his like hands on his knees and just has his head down, not looking at the crucifixes. Not again. No more. And then just puts his head in his hands.
Gordon, I've been skipping you for a main reason, and I don't know your character well enough. You tell me what he sees.
So I look out, and I see the captain of the first patrol that I came and shipped out with, the one that I was just simply the interpreter for. And I see him with, you know, a big hole in his head. And I see him just look at me. And I start to kind of crumble in panic, and I reach for my canteen full of fuel, we'll say. And I just take a big drink and start to kind of cry.
Mr. Jankowski.
Brigida, I swear, I said I would keep him safe. I said I would keep him safe. And he's got his hands under this beam and his arms are catching fire and his and it's reaching up to his head, but he doesn't even feel like it's burning and he's just pulling on this beam. Not again. God damn you. God damn you. God damn you.
We cut over to Murph and we see Murph looking at the crucifixes and he sees one and it has Mr. Jankowski on the crucifix yelling, God damn you. God damn you. God damn you.
Maybe we're dead. This is hell. This is hell. I've gone to hell.
Gordon.
He's just sitting there weeping and he just looks up at his former commander and he just starts saying, it was all my fault. It was all my fault. I'm so sorry. I wasn't strong enough. I couldn't handle it. It's all my fault. I know you're mad. I know everybody's mad, but it was all my fault. It can't happen again. It can't happen again.
So we look up at that commander's face with the bullet hole and half of his head blown off, and it looks like Emmett.
I won't let it happen again. I said I'd never let it happen again.
Emmett, you see a Soviet soldier starting to pop up in the tree line, and he's aiming for you. You can just kind of make out that shape of his helmet, that like steel helmet that they have, and like pick out that pattern of their camis. And he's taking aim on you with his AK. What do you do?
I let her rip, Tater Chip.
And you see him drop. As he does, his face drops into like view of like the campfire that was right there, and you see the face of Keanu.
No! No! I jumped down out of the truck.
All right, you go running over towards him, and as you're running, it just gets like further and further away, and then you wake up beside the truck.
We
We see the sun come up. All right, let me real quick do this and this. There you go. You guys all get a challenge coin for that.
Bam! Adam, you get a challenge coin.
Ooh, yay.
Those are non-usable challenge coins.
And that was all in French. That was all in French.
Oh, yeah, it should have been. Yeah. Yeah, look it up real quick. Tell me how to say it in French. Do it again in French.
Deal.
Yeah, one more time from the top in all French.
En français.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend it right now, though.
Oh, no.
The tree plums are all
No, you're going to. All right. So that was pretty cool, right?
Right. It was very cool.
Leave it to Free League to leave a card in there. It's like, oh, everyone has nightmares.
No, well, they didn't really leave it in the card.
What?
So, Emmett, you wake up. You look around. Kind of come to, and you're leaned up against the truck. And you start scanning around the camp, and you don't see anybody. I mean, you don't see a lot of people. You can kind of pick out where, like, Gordon is. And where, like, Mr. Jankowski is, because he's pretty close, and Harrison. I didn't give Harrison a scene because it worked better for Mr. Jankowski. Sorry, he started off as an NPC.
All good.
And as far as I'm concerned, he still is.
Hey, now.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, so you start picking out, and you can see Murph over in the tree line, but you don't see the rest of them.
Is the Major still in the back?
Major's still in the back.
All right, so basically it's just the rest of the group that saved us and made camp, not currently with us now.
Yep. But when you wake up, you kind of have this, like, foggy kind of feeling still in your head. Like, you're like, what the fuck? Like, just... And, like, you think it's morning, but you look up at the sun. Bro, roll me a survival check. Roll me survival.
8 and a 2, so 1 success.
Okay. You start looking up and you're like, "That's the sun's up pretty high." Kind of put your hand up and you're like, 1, 2. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. And you kind of have this foggy feeling. What did everybody roll on their stamina again?
1 success.
Mr. Jankowski got nothing.
Murphy got 2.
Murph got 2 successes.
Murphy, you start to wake up. And you look around, and you can see Emmett just kind of standing there, and he's like holding his head a little bit, and he's like looking around.
May I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Did we all have that dream, or just Emmett?
You all had the dream I told you.
Okay.
That was your bit of it.
Yep, I got you.
Yep, because we're not playing in that world. Where you all have the same dream. There might have been similarities. Yeah.
Yeah, just wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Harrison actually slept like a baby.
He did sleep like a baby.
He stands up and looks around at the camp. And just kind of like tilts his head kind of the way your dog does when it's confused.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's... Again, clarify, it's just us there, right?
That's what you see, yep.
And he's trying to shake off the dream that he had, because it's still like, I mean, that is his absolute fear now, apparently, those crosses. And he wants to take a look and check around to make sure that everybody's there, all of our guys. So he just walks the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to locate everybody and then heads down towards Emmett.
Yeah, I mean, Emmett's to the north of you, so let me actually move you all to the map. Where you are.
Boop.
Oh, it's morning. Someone roll me a d6.
Kyle, you're still the weatherman.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bright and fucking sunny day. All right, yeah, so... You come out and you see Gordon to the south, you can still see him laying there, but he looks like he's starting to stir a little bit. And you look up and you see Emmett to the north up by the truck, and you can see Mr. Jankowski and Harrison to the east of them. But you look around and like it's gone. There's not even any smoke coming off where you knew the fire was.
So he sees everybody, so he's like, okay, our team is alive, and makes his way over to Emmett.
Mm-hmm. Emmett, you see Murph walking towards you. Wearing a Soviet helmet. I'm just kidding.
Open fire.
Wait, wasn't he actually wearing a Soviet?
I think he actually is.
He is.
Mm-hmm. I think he actually is wearing a Soviet helmet.
He gave his ablated helmet to Cordon.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you see Murph starting to walk.
Hey, around. Murph, it looks like the rest of these guys bugged out. They didn't rouse any of us, and I don't know about you, but I got a head full of fog.
You do too, by the way, Murph.
Yeah, looks like they left us here. No wake up, tell us they're bugging out. You talk to them at all or anything? And man, look how late it is. Like, we don't sleep like that. What the fuck happened?
We don't ever sleep without somebody on watch.
And I had a shitty fucking dream.
Y'all start to see Gordon from the south now. And Harrison starts to stir.
Oh, is this... anybody else get this headache?
What the fuck happened?
I'm not sure. Emmett is going to take a look and see if any of our stuff is gone along with them. We're all here, but is our stuff here?
So the food and water, well, let's start somewhere else. So all the Russian gear's gone from those Soviets that were taken out in the ambush. Those piles of AKs from the back, they also are gone. And there's a whole bunch of food and water gone.
Both Dragnovs gone.
Somebody roll me a luck roll. Chris, roll me a luck roll. Whoever wants it.
No, Emmett.
No, he's a sniper. Chris, roll me a luck roll. Lower is better.
35.
Okay. Now roll me another luck roll.
95.
Yeah, 95. One of them is gone.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
What about our personal gear? I'm assuming we had it with us.
Your personal gear is still there. Like your issued weapons, you know?
Yep.
But the 12 AKMs with reloads and the two Dragnovs are down to one.
And the RPG.
We had an RPG.
Yeah, the one dude had an RPG. Remember?
I don't remember.
Is our shape charge still in there?
Jeremy, roll me a luck roll. It's in a duffel bag. So did they grab the duffel bag?
Oh. 5?
The duffel bag is still back there beside the major.
That's because it was just the tool bag that he had for like wrenches and shit. He just chucked it
right,
in there
right.
with it.
Hey, I don't like that nickname.
So... on my gear, right? I've got my sniper rifle. I've got a Dragunov. I've got an AK-74. Like, it's not all my gear, but I'm assuming I only have the sniper rifle and maybe the AK-74.
The AK-74 was the stuff the Russians took from you guys. That's gone.
Okay.
So if I had an AKM, it's gone.
Roll me a luck roll.
34.
You have your AK still. Yep.
I'm going to make a character decision and say Mr. Jankowski's AK is gone.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
If I were a betting man, I would wager we were drugged and at the very least diplomatically removed from our equipment.
What the fuck happened? Why?
We did the classic, we are amongst Americans, we can let our guard down. move that we have already seen is a bad idea.
Yeah, I decided the kill them and rob them in their sleep wasn't the thing I was going to do, so. Which is actually what the card is.
That's funny.
That's fine. It was still interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I went a different route.
I'm honestly surprised Chris didn't get an additional character out of that.
Hey, now.
But yeah, so, no, and Mr. Jankowski, you start to stir too, and Harrison also was starting to get up.
So do we get credit for sleeping for two shifts, and do I heal two shifts?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Jankowski wakes up, and he's like, Harrison, Harrison, and he's speaking in Polish. He's like, Harrison, where are you? Where are you? Harrison.
Harrison, you're already awake when he gets up and starts yelling.
I don't understand what you're saying, Mr. Stan.
Harrison, are you... you? What is happening? These... What is... Where is the... Where is everyone else? Where are all the other men? Oh? Where the...
It appears that we were slipped something at some point last evening, and they decided that we were to remain with only the bare minimum of required gear.
Why everybody gotta fuck with us?
At least we have our lives, yeah? At least we have our lives.
This group of five tends to be underpowered for everybody else we run into.
I will say, I got some good sleep.
No, that's good, because you're the one driving.
Harrison grew up with his family just slipping him Benadryl to get him to shut the fuck up. He's like, this is the best sleep I've had in months.
I ain't slept this good since the house.
Hey, Mr. Stan.
Harrison, yes, I'm okay. I will be good. I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Well, it seems like everybody's fine, and everybody is alive and alert. But how about we stop standing here with our dicks in our hands and let's get a move on it. I don't want to stick around here.
Very well.
What is the reliability on the 240? Do we still have the 240?
Yes, the 240 is still on the vehicle.
Yeah, and you brought the reliability of it last time up to a 4.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, the reliability of the truck is a 2. Do we want to take the time to fix the truck more, or do we want to keep rolling on?
I think we would be better off rolling on than sitting here after we just got robbed, waiting around for the next people to come rob us. I mean, it's also, what's the odds of lightning striking twice, but...
3 times we actually were accosted by 2.
Oh, groups. Yeah. The first group robbed us. The second group killed that group and then robbed us anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows what the third group will do?
And they thought about killing us.
We have nothing left to take.
We got the truck. They didn't take the truck.
The third group probably put us on burning crosses.
That might be true.
Right, so that's why it's like, let's move, and maybe if we can get to Krakow, we can work on the truck maybe somewhere where it's a little more fortified.
Deal.
I know last we knew we weren't too far outside.
What's reliability of weapons? What's everybody got?
I mean, I still got Psalms in the bed of the truck and the 240 up on mounted on the truck, so...
And the 249 is at 5 reliability, full reliability?
The 249 is at 3. The 240 is at 4.
Okay. I can work on the 249 while we're going if Harrison's going to drive.
You know I like driving, Miss Stan.
I like you driving too. You are a good driver, you know. You just need a little help with direction, you know.
Well, and he's the only one who looks like he had a lick of sleep, so maybe we should put him behind the wheel.
Harrison, you're feeling pretty foggy too, all year.
That's just because I got some good sleep.
Sure, we'll say that's what it is.
You know, in
here, take Benadryl.
You know when you sleep too much and then it's hard to get up and shit? That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. You'll just take a negative 200 driving. That's fine.
He's still the best chance we got. If the rest of us are taking negative 2-2, he's still the best option. I don't know what we're talking about here.
I'm just letting you know. That's all I'm saying.
Let me see here. BC. All right. Yeah, it would still just be a straight D6 for me.
Oh, shit. But yeah, so, okay, Harrison's going to drive. Is Murph going to navigate for him? Or is that going to be Gordon? Either or. I don't remember who's got a better survival.
Survival for me is DNB.
Wait, if we're following the road, we don't need a survival, though.
That is true.
Okay, so we just need someone on recon.
And that's Gordon.
Okay.
What's your recon, Gordon?
CB.
All right, Murph's a BB.
Yeah, but you've been squirrely the last couple times we've been driving, so we ignored you because you had to lay in the back.
That's fair.
But if you're filling up and healthy, you can do it.
He is actually relatively healthy. He's down to 2 damage and 1 stress.
It's that or you can rest and go down to 1-1. Or 1-9.
Where are you at, Gordon, with stress and damage?
Just down to 1 now.
Stress?
Yeah, 1 stress, no damage.
Okay. I think it would be better if Murph rested if he's got 2-1.
I'm down with that. That fucking dream fucked me up.
All right, so y'all's plan is to keep on trucking to Krakow?
Yes, sir. Following the road.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Stanislav.
Yes, what is it, Murph?
You need a weapon?
I have my pistol. I do not like weapons anyways. I will use pistol if necessary.
Well, if we get into the shit, we have a spare sniper rifle.
I do not like the idea of taking men's life. I will just keep pistol for, you know, defense.
Kill or be killed sometimes.
Yeah. Hopefully they win. Everybody, are we ready?
Let us go.
All right, Harrison, let's roll out.
All right, we're going to get on the road again.
Yeah, give me a driving roll, Harrison. And then, Chris, give me a recon roll.
Oh, wait. Or was Gordon... Wait.
Who was driving?
Was Gordon doing recon?
I don't know. Whoever's doing recon.
I shall do the recon.
That way Murph can rest.
1 recon. Or 1 success on recon.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no, Harrison.
I'm pushing the shit out of that one.
3 successes. There you go. That's good.
And I was driving and driving.
Attaboy. That first one was the... Be a dope.
2 successes.
That's for that first hex. All right, Chris, you still need to do 1, 2, 3 more driving rolls. So give me those, but don't necessarily move anything yet.
I'm excited to finally get to Krakow. Is anyone else excited to get to Krakow?
He says, knowing that we're going to be killed before we get there.
Look, that's Mr. Jankowski's goal all along, so, I mean...
Ooh.
Okay, do you want to push that roll with a nothing and a 1?
Yes. So that'd be just a D10, correct?
Mm-hmm.
1 success.
Okay.
Before you take damage on that, that actually goes to the truck.
Yeah, that goes to the vehicle. So the vehicle loses 1 point of reliability.
I thought you only lost if you failed them.
You roll a 1. The 1 is what makes you...
Yeah.
So if you can succeed and still lose reliability or take a point of damage or take a point of stress.
Harrison, be more careful with truck. And you feel kind of like rattling.
Hold on, Jeremy. We can zip back to that. Chris. So basically what it was like something happened. Harrison has to push it a little bit to like, for whatever reason. And then the truck takes some damage. What does that look like?
I'm driving down the road and there's a little bit of crater damage from, had to be from, you know, one of them shellings or something. And I tried to swerve around it and then ended up hitting a little boulder.
Boulder.
I'm calling it a little boulder. It might just be a big rock.
Go ahead, give me another roll. A large rock, typically one that has been worn smooth by erosion. I guess it all depends on how, what we mean by large, I guess.
It's one of those Hawaiian sex stones.
I'm sorry, what now?
A Hawaiian sex stone. You know what the difference between that is and anything else? It's just another fucking rock.
You're terrible. Thank you for putting him in timeout.
I didn't do it quick enough. I was trying to get to it. It's like, damn it.
All right, second one had one success. There's a one in there, but no need to push.
That doesn't matter on this one. All right, so up ahead, Gordon, you see in the distance, you see a truck off on the side of the road, like kind of off the lane a little bit. Like half on, half off the road. And the driver's side is open, but it's on the left-hand side. It's on the other side of the road from where you are, but like facing the wrong way. And you can see that the running lights are actually on.
Watch out up ahead. We have another vehicle. They don't appear to be moving, but it appears like somebody's there. So I say rifles up, be ready.
Y'all want me to stop?
Just keep going. Take it slow, though. Emmett will take overwatch on the truck.
All right, so as you come pulling up, you start getting, as you get closer, Gordon, you can see on the driver's side, you can see like a blood splatter that like is a little bit up on the window. Like it's like partway on the door and partway on the bottom part of the window. And on the passenger side, you can see a bullet hole through the window.
Looks like there's been an ambush. I don't know if those people are still here beyond guard, but I would say anybody from the truck will not be a problem for us.
I don't want to get ambushed again.
Also, through the grass on the left-hand side of the road, which is the south side of the road, you see, like, in the tall grass, you can see, like, an area that looks like it was pushed down that heads off into the tree line before it gets to the river. Like someone walking through there.
It appears we've been too late.
I don't think it's probably a wise idea to stop. I'd say we keep moving.
We might be able to pull parts from vehicle, though.
You think there's something on that can be used?
Everything can be used.
All right, you heard the man.
I'm going to pull up on the opposite side of where those tracks are, so just put that old truck between us and that side.
All right, so the truck's on the left-hand side of the road, pointed west. Right, like it had been driving west, and it's off on the left-hand side of the road because it had crossed over, right? You see a bullet hole on the passenger side, and the door's open on the driver's side, and you can see blood splatter on the driver's side, and grass pushed down, tall grass pushed down like someone had walked or whatever through the grass towards the tree line. That's what you see. So where are you putting the truck?
Next to the driver's side, like in the grass.
Off the road?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I don't want us to get hit by the same person in case they're still there.
Okay.
Point of order for the group. Scrounging is a survival roll, and I have a B and a D.
I am also a B and a D.
I am an old school CD, so no.
Murph's a B and a D.
All right.
Harrison's a C and a D.
Okay. That's fine. Stanislav will take it because you guys can actually like keep watch while he's fucking around with that. So, going to do a scrounging roll on the vehicle?
Give or yourself can we a just... plus two.
Deal. B to a C to B. Okay, it's a B to B. Right.
Hey, what's everybody else doing while he's doing that?
Oh, Emmett's staying on the gun.
I am kind of walking halfway down the trail, just kind of watching, see if there's I can find anything in that general direction.
Okay. Murphy?
I'm assuming he's no longer resting. So...
he can still rest.
He can do whatever he wants.
No, he will sit up and get to one knee in back of the truck, lay his sniper rifle on the, whatever you want to call the top of the bed, like the side, and scan the direction that it looks like the bullet came from.
Okay. That's everybody. Except for Harrison, I guess. What's Harrison doing? Staying in the driver's seat?
In case we got a bug out.
Right. Gordon, you're walking towards the tree line. And,
yeah, I'm trying to figure out if, like, the driver crawled his bloody self out, or if these... Yeah.
Yeah. So, at first... Give me a survival check.
Two successes.
So, you're going along, and you can actually see that, like, you can see drop of blood. You know, like, it's like gets more and more as you go, and it seems like they started off walking and slowly got to a crawl as it gets closer to the tree line. So you start getting closer to the tree line and the brush and everything. You kind of are right there at the edge of it. You look back and the rest of the other two trucks are now sitting back there about, say, 70-80 meters back. What do you want to do? In the background, we can hear the sound of the river because it's probably only about 40, 50 meters ahead of you.
I will kind of look back and say, there might be a survivor here. It looks like somebody was injured and came this way. Murphy, would you lend me a hand?
Let me finish scanning the opposite side first. I don't want us to end up like him.
Sure, roll me a recon roll.
I don't wait.
One success.
Okay. You don't see anything. So are you finished scanning the other side of the road?
Yes. I don't see nothing, guys.
I love how ominous he says shit.
Are you done looking that way?
Is that your final answer?
No.
Do you believe the BS I'm spinning?
No. It is your final answer.
God! No, I'm just kidding. And it's fucking quiet, guys. Like, the only thing you can hear is the rumble of the engine. Unless, of course, Harrison turned it off. And then you don't even hear that anymore.
He did not.
Okay. And that's it. Only thing you hear.
So Murph jumps out of the truck and makes his way over to Gordon.
All right. What weapon does he have in hand?
He's got the sniper rifle slung.
The Dragunov or the 50?
The 50 slung.
Okay. So you start heading. And like I said, he was about 70, 80 meters away. So, you know, imagine about a football field. For those who don't understand metric distances.
Thank you. Fucking metric system. Gordon does.
200 meters is like the J, or, you know, around a track. All right, so you start headed towards the tree line, no longer looking in the direction that the bullet came from.
Get shot in the back of the head.
Hey, ideally, he would have stayed there, but you guys want me to go fucking help look for a body, so whatever.
I don't want you to do anything.
Not you guys, just me. I'm the only person that asked.
You're now 30 meters away from Gordon. In the distance, we hear a bird. 20 meters. 10 meters. Now you're right up on Gordon.
Let's just take a quick peek in here and see if there's anybody alive.
What you got, Gordon?
The trail of blood gets more intense as we get this way. I'd say whoever was shot escaped in this direction.
Tends to happen when you're starting to bleed out. Trust me.
So you start to head into the brush and the tree line?
Yep.
Okay. So the two of you disappear into the tree line. Cut back over to the truck. And we see Emmett up on the gun. Which way you pointed, Emmett? East, west, north, south? They went to the south?
Then I would be pointed to the north.
North? Okay. Mr. Jankowski, what are you doing? Still going over the truck?
Mr. Jankowski is looking at the tires on the truck that's there, and he knows that the tires were shot out on the other one, and he has to make some repairs, so he's pulling the tires off, so he's got the tire iron out, and he's got it jacked up.
You want me to give you the full rundown on the truck before we go too far into this? We could just say you're checking out the truck in general, or you're sure. just going straight to taking the tires off? Like it's New York in an 80s movie that was made about the future.
That. See, cinder ball.
That. Dude, okay. I got one success on my scrounging roll for the truck, so I'll take whatever you give me.
Okay. So he's going over the truck. Harrison, what are you doing?
I'm checking to see what Mr. Stan's doing with the scrounging, and then every once in a while look to where Murph and Gordon went into the woods or brush.
Okay. Emmett, give me a recon roll.
7 successes.
Jeremy, you're going over the truck, and other than the bullet hole through the passenger side and the blood stain on the driver's side door, it looks like angle-wise, whoever was in the driver's seat was probably shot torso-ish area.
Okay.
Because of where the blood splatter was. It wasn't high enough on the window. It was like kind of low on the window and mostly on the door.
Okay.
And plus you could see like a hand, bloody handprint where like the door handle is when they opened it up and like pushed it open. Other than those things, the truck has a half a tank of gas and is in like fucking perfect shape.
We take truck.
What do you mean we take truck? You wanna, we got a convoy or?
We take 2 vehicles, yeah? This one, that one has gun, this one has no gun, but has gas, is better truck.
I wanna drive the new truck.
I think we should take this truck too. Would be good. What we do here, we get to Krakow, get to a general safe place, swap things on my truck, put on here, then sell old truck. Yeah? Or trade for food or whatever. Maybe more fuel.
Yeah, sounds like a plan to me. Be a shame to leave a truck that's in perfectly good shape sitting out here.
Cut back over to the tree line, and we see Gordon and Murph starting to patrol into the brush. You guys tell me how you guys are going about patrolling into the brush, following this trail. What are you doing? What's it look like?
So we're scanning for blood. We're about 10 feet apart. I don't know what that is in the metric system. We're just going to go with it.
It's 3 meters.
3. So you're in the same hex is what you're telling me.
Yeah. We're not going super far. We're just kind of going to what we can, like, can we, I assume there'll be a point where we can kind of see the river's edge.
Mm-hmm. Eventually you would be able to, yeah. So you guys are going along and you're following the blood trail, and you're going along, and you get to a point where it seems like it's kind of consolidated on the leaves, but the ground starts to get real like muddy in this area because like the ground's kind of starting to slope down towards the river, and so the ground just has this like, you know, softer, wetter kind of texture to it, and you're maybe 10-20 meters away from the actual river, but you can kind of see it through the trees, right? But you get to a spot where, like, it kind of stops there in the mud. And you can see, like, footprints. You see, like, knee prints and hand prints and, like, hand drags and, like, boot prints. But you don't see a body anywhere. Based off your survival roll, it looked like someone was crawling. And then someone else was walking. Also, you see signs of someone walking, signs of someone crawling. Someone walked up, someone walked away.
Gotcha.
I'm worried about a trap. Or they executed him. But keep your eyes peeled.
More than likely, our sniper came and finished the job. But... all right, Murph, you think we should check back, or do you want to follow this to its conclusion?
It's up to you. Your conscience needs it. Go ahead. I don't give a shit.
I just know I cannot work on the truck, so I decided to look this way. Let's head on back.
Lead the way. I'm going to watch our six.